It is 8:16 a.m., which means only one thing. It's time to get into movies with our resident movie guru. We are joined by Michael to take a look into two movies. What do you have for us today?
Guru, that's a lot of pressure, Marlene.
Oh,
but today I've got two films, one for Francophiles and history buffs, and another for, it's an Australian film. I'd say it was for the Mother's Day crowd. I'll start with the French film, De Gaulle. Well, it could only be a French film with a name like that. This one stars Lambert Wilson, or possibly Lambert Wilson, Isabelle Carré, Olivier Gourmet, Philippe Laudenbach, and Tim Hudson. He plays Winston Churchill in the film. This is written and directed by Gabriel Le Bonhomme. It's a biopic of probably the most famous French president of them all, though it only covers the period from September 1939, when de Gaulle was still a colonel commanding the French Fifth Army's tanks, to his promotion to Brigadier General and appointment as Undersecretary of State for National Defence and War in Prime Minister Paul Renault's government in June 1940. So it's only a very, very short period of time. Look, family was also very important to de Gaulle, and he was particularly protective of his youngest daughter, Anne, who was born with Down syndrome, and scenes with de Gaulle and his daughter Anne feature quite prominently in this film. Now, this was obviously a defining period in the military and political career of Charles de Gaulle, who consistently campaigned against surrendering to the Germans, and the lives of de Gaulle's family, who had to make a desperate escape from France to finally join him in England in June of 1940. But this film will probably be one of the major frustrations to many viewers, and especially history buffs, that as the film ends with de Gaulle about to make one of his first radio speeches to inspire free French forces, de Gaulle being recognised by the British as the leader of the Free French doesn't even make it into the film. We really only get the very early, it's almost like an origins story, a Marvel origins story that just ends before he turns into a superhero. We do get some good scenes. There are the shouting matches with the defeatist Pétain and de Gaulle's frustration as he tries to convince Churchill to commit more forces to the battle for France. Now, in these scenes, Tim Hudson as Churchill refuses with the most eloquently English-accented French. It's quite beautiful to watch, or possibly horrible if you are a native French speaker. But I thought it was quite funny. Lambert Wilson only occasionally manages to deliver a more complete picture of de Gaulle, and these happen usually in scenes involving his family, usually in flashback, because many scenes where he is arguing with Pétain and other various members of government and on the battlefield, they feel like almost like reenactments for a History Channel docudrama. Sure, they show what happens and they're faithful to the history, but they somehow fail to get across what a major historical figure, you know, de Gaulle was. De Gaulle, it's a very well-meaning film, but it just felt about, maybe 3 hours too short. Possibly should have been a mini-series or something like that on one of the streaming services, and ultimately leaves the viewer mécontent. Sorry, that's
I don't know. I really need a resolution at the end of my film. Like, if it just stops before the speech, I don't think I could handle that.
Exactly. So we'll move on to the Australian film, June Again. This one stars Noni Hazlehurst, Claudia Carvin and Stephen Curry, all very popular figures within the Australian entertainment industry. This one's written and directed by J.J. Winlove. He's only done one other feature film in the last few years, a film called Life is Risky. It's about a woman called June Wilton, played by Noni Hazlehurst. She's been living in an aged care home for the past 5 years as she's been suffering from dementia. But audience, just relax. June Again is no Still Alice. There is some sadness, but it's not all dreary. As the title suggests, one morning June wakes up completely lucid. She knows who she is. She can perform all the doctor's cognitive tests perfectly. And, of course, she wants out. Of course, the doctor suggests that June's condition is most likely temporary and thinks that the home is the best place for her. Of course, June is having none of that garbage. She's got 5 years of her life to catch up on and, as it turns out, quite a bit of family dysfunction to sort out. Her adult children, Ginny, played by Carvin, and Devon, played by Curry, are no longer speaking to each other. So, of course, June does a runner. What follows is actually quite a moving family drama as June attempts to reconcile her children children, whilst coming to the realisation that there may also be some lingering resentment from them towards her for some of her past actions. And she also attempts to reclaim her old life back, and this leads to, you know, many of the lighter moments in the film, as June is a very determined, feisty and resourceful character. Noni Hazelhurst, who many listeners will remember from Play School, is quite wonderful in this film and has great chemistry with both Claudia Carvin and Stephen Curry, who's... Stephen Curry, I really like his work. He's got great comedic timing, especially in one scene in a copying shop. Look, if you're prone to a bit of a weep, you better buy a 10-pack of tissues before you go in. Whilst there is plenty of joy as the family reconnects with someone they thought was gone forever, there's also an urgency to this film which suggests that we should make the most of this situation because it might not last forever. This film will probably only have appeal to those in the midweek matinee demographic, but it might be just worth tagging along with them, as some of them may end up in June's situation, and you'll miss them when they're gone.
Oh, sounds good. I really wanted to see this film, so I'm glad you brought it along this week, because there's so many good, like, actors, actresses. I love Stephen Curry.
Stephen Curry, Claudia Carvin, Noni Hazelhurst. You can't really go wrong. This film's quite a joy to watch.
Yeah, a good time to watch it now with Mother's Day coming up as well.
And in the rain. Perfect weather for going to see a film.
Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure.